Jazzy 88 WFSK, and it is Artist of the Week time. And this Artist of the Week is a good friend of the family here. It's like, what up, Cutting Johnny?
That's right.
How have you been, darling?
Man, Merry Christmas, holiday season. I'm so happy.
I'm happy too.
To be with you guys today. Man, oh man, thank you so much for all the love sharing. Oh, you know I mean from my heart.
I know you do, and because you receive it and give it back, you know, we can't stop the love fest, okay?
I'm so glad.
Johnny Britt is our Artist of the Week, for December, whatever today is. And he has a new, beautiful Christmas project out. And I'm so glad that we got it in time to select you as the Artist of the Week. Christmas time of the year was what we just heard. And it's just lovely. Now, Johnny is, you know, I don't even know where to start on all the talent and skill and blessings that you are to music. This brother right here, you just like the package. You know, you're a composer, you're an arranger, you play the flugelhorn, you play the trumpet, you're a vocalist. I mean, you produce, just everything. I mean, just, I bet you probably could cook too, right?
I'm a better musician than I am. I must admit.
Oh, Lord. I mean, you are just the absolute package. And, you know, we have long supported your music and a lot of the projects that you are on with other people. We also have that music here as well. And a lot of people probably hear you and don't know that that is you, Johnny. So, you know, one, putting the spotlight on you will give our audience an opportunity to find out more about you, the person, and the great things that you have done in music, because you go back some years.
You know, one thing I want to say it's funny that you mentioned that, because, you know, in my show, when I did my shows, I just played Memphis last week. It was fantastic. It was cold, but it was cool.
Oh, yeah.
But in any case, in my show, I do a thing where I say, you don't know me, but you really do.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody kind of starts laughing, and I start talking about, you know, Impromptu, The Temptations, Little Anthony Imperials, the various movies that I've done, you know, La La Land, Hidden Figures, and recently just Creed 2. This Is Us, and people are like, oh, okay, we don't know you, but we really do know you.
Yeah, we know you, you know, that's why once they realize they know you, you're going to be like Cutting Johnny to everybody. You're going to be like, I done heard his voice on everything. Yes, you have.
Yeah.
The smooth jazz and hip-hop impromptu back, was it 20-something years ago?
Yeah, it was like 1995 when we debuted on Motown Mojazz Records with the album You're Gonna Love It. And, you know, I think what's, you know, I kind of say this, you know, back then, you know, we all have dreams of getting into the record business and getting a record deal, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a vision and a dream back then of mixing hip-hop and jazz. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting signed and, you know, just getting a toe in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened with Impromptu. And what I'm saying is that, like, to this day, years later, even though, you know, I'm a, solo artist, and I'm carving my way out as a solo artist, I get so many fans that, you know, remember me back with an Impromptu back on BET when I used to have the twisties in my head.
Those were the days. Those were the days.
Yeah, but it's nice because, you know, good music really does last. And
it does.
You know, when I do my shows, you know, I do my Johnny Bridge stuff, but of course I have to do some Impromptu, you know, for the fans. And it's really has been a wonderful ride. It's been a nice ride. I'll never forget, you know, I was backstage at it was a Motown. I don't know if it was Motown 25, but it was a Motown awards show back out here in Los Angeles at the Kodak Theater, and Denzel Washington was backstage. I'm back there, and what's his name was back there. The guy from England. Oh, you know, he's losing my. I can't think of his name right. Oh, Terrence Trent D'Arby. Mm-hmm, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. He was back there. He was right next to me, and he kind of told me how, you know, you want to have a career that you don't want. He basically said you don't want a career where you just go multi platinum because you kind of have nowhere to go but down. Mm-hmm, he kind of said that to me. I'll never forget. And he said you want to have a career where you gradually go up the chain. And I'll never forget he said that to me because it's been a long ride. But you know where I'm in my career right now, I'm sharing. I'm just so excited because it has been a nice gradual incline, and my music and my show and everything is a breath of fresh air to people. But as you know, I've been in the game for many years.
Yeah, you have. And that's the thing that people don't understand. You were present, and you know, from what, 4 decades, 3 decades.
Yeah, well, 95. I mean, like I was really there. Before, I think Boney maybe have come out in 93 or whatever, but because you know I've written a bunch of hit songs for Boney James. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, like, when we were on Motown Mojazz, Norman Brown was on the label with us, Raymond Tisdale, and this was before the quote-unquote smooth jazz thing really kind of, like, took off. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't really, really take off until they left Motown and Mojazz. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When the smooth jazz thing really became whatever it became.
Right.
But I'm just saying that I was there at the inception of when Boney was on an independent record label.
Right.
And all these guys. So,
right.
I, you know, it's not like sometimes people are like, they call me a newcomer. I'm like, honey, you just don't know.
No, and it's because they didn't check.
Right, they didn't check.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, Johnny, the thing that I guess shows, you know, the breadth and depth of your talent and skills is the range of people that you have played, you know, behind and you know, stages where you've been. And, I mean, you've just done just unbelievable work. And, you know, people just thought you just bust out. You know, when I hear that and when I talk to the labels and the various ones, they're trying to convince me that I need to play you. And I'm like, please. Well, here's what I'm like, baby, we got this. So,
yeah.
And you know, that's why I like having a relationship with you, because you go on and just send it to me, like, here, Sharon. You had a succession of things that made it this year particularly good musically. We have the current So Hot project that is doing extremely well, and then you come out with your Christmas project, and then now what, how, when did you have time to get this Marvin Does Miles thing out?
Marvin Does Miles. Well, you know, it's funny. Let me just kind of, because I love talking to you, because there's no restrictions. We can just keep gagging and
absolutely
how it is.
Yes,
and
honey.
One thing I do want to kind of say, like, with this new album, the So Hot album, and a lot of people don't really realize this. This is, I think, my seventh or eighth album that I've done. that's in combination with impromptu. We did like four with impromptu, and this is probably my fourth solo. But what I'm saying all that to say that this is my first quote unquote smooth jazz instrumental album that I've ever done in my life.
Really?
And oh yeah, all the albums, if you look back, all the records have been, you know, they've been like 90% singing.
Right.
90% singing. And, you know, I might take a little solo here or there, some horn parts, but it's always been singing albums. But it's funny, but because everywhere I go, like around the world, or even my friends, they all look at me as a jazz musician. And the fact of the matter is, I'm really an R&B singer.
Right.
And I do play trumpet, but that trumpet has not been like really, really, really featured on any of my albums at all. But it's funny, but you know, but like I said, that's what people identify me as, a jazz cat, you know. And so we decided to do on this record, on the So Hot record, we decided to do exactly that, to do a jazz record, because I've written so many hit songs, you know, for Boney James, Rick Braun, you know, Paul Brown, Huge Groove, all them cats, Jeff Golub, I mean, they've done my music. And so it's like, well, why don't you just go ahead and do what you do and put your horn on it, you know? And so that's really how the So Hot album came about. And I was really blessed to have Najee is on one of the songs, a song called Hot Fun in the Summer.
Oh.
And mind you, all the songs on all my albums are all written and arranged and produced by me. So when you hear the song Hot Fun in the Summer, don't think it's the Sly and the Family Stone.
Okay, cool. You did your own thing. Hey, because you're just you're an original anyway. Now, Johnny, as I have, me and you have a long time email and phone relationship.
Yeah.
I know good and well you are not old enough to have written songs back in the 60s.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
When I said Lil Anthony Imperials, you know, I think you know that I sing with Lil Anthony Imperials currently.
Okay.
You know, I'm one of the singers. I sing first tenor with them. I've been doing that maybe about five or six years now.
Okay.
I know Anthony heard me sing and asked me to come up front with the guys. Remember when I first got in the group, I was the artist of the week, and I had Anthony come into the hotel room and speak to you, remember?
I remember that. I love you.
Yeah. So that's the affiliation with me being an Imperial. Not that back in, no, I wasn't hardly even, you know, walking yet.
Okay.
But, you know, to be doing that stuff. But that's how that affiliation is. But,
okay.
Of course, I've written stuff for the Temptations. And, of course, that wasn't in the 60s either.
Right.
Yeah, that was with Ollie and Melvin and, you know, the stuff like right after Treat Her Like a Lady.
Now, you also didn't you do some writing and composing and vocals, et cetera, for, you know, the early contemporary jazz people? Like, you know, I know you did the thing with Boney James in the early 90s. That was almost his first project out, almost, I think. That one, was it Body Language or whatever? That was
that was my first album that I played, the first record that I placed on Boney. It was the Body Language album. And it was funny, I was at the Lady of Soul Awards, I believe. Lady of Soul Train Awards, one of those. And I was in the green room, and Boney James walked in, and I knew Boney. You know, I know his name ain't Boney James.
He's got another
name.
I know.
He was Jim. He had done demos for me before, and I knew him. Like I told you, I knew him. You know, when guy had his independent deal. But in any case, you know, he's like really established and kind of happening, and he walks into the green room, and I happen to be there, and I know his wife, and he saw me sitting there. Hey, Johnny, can I sit down? And, yeah, sit down, Boney. And the bottom line is, I'm a writer, and I'm always looking to play songs. And I asked him, I said that, hey, man, if you're looking for any songs, you know, I can hook you up. And he basically says, no, I have everything. But then he says, I'm looking for one song. I'm looking for one more song. He says, I'm looking for a vocal song. And I said, okay, I'm going to write it for you. And I went home that night in my studio, and I wrote the song, I'll Always Love You.
Oh, my God. And Lord, yeah, don't let me start now. Johnny, you know, I mean, that song was his, like, that was what shot him to the doggone top of the thing. Oh, my God.
It featured the group Shy was singing it.
But
me and Sean wrote it, and that's how I started writing with him, and I've been on, like, all of his albums. I did The Total Experience featuring George Duke, his big hit Contact. That's me. I co-write with him. So, like, I write the music, and then Boney will write in his saxophone stuff.
Oh, my.
But it's been a great run. Yeah,
Grand Central. Let me tell the audience, y'all learning some stuff today, aren't you?
Oh, my God.
This is Jazzy 88's Artist of the Week, and this is our weekly get-together, y'all. We love our relationships with our people in the business, and Johnny is back in the spotlight. This is your second time, I think, in the spotlight, right?
Yeah, I think it's my first time in this. A second time in the spotlight, but I've never played Nashville before as Johnny Britt.
I know. Now, Johnny, don't be telling everything, okay? Just shush.
Nashville, we are here right now. This is your boy, Johnny Britt, and I would love to come.
Johnny, go on and mess up my playing now. I wish you quit playing. Now, you already know. I'm like, quit playing. Don't listen to him yet.
Tell the world so we have this thing documented.
Johnny is going to be our headliner at the Fisk Food and Music Festival for 2019. Now, see, I ain't even got my stuff ready. Johnny, see, you're no good. That's why I love you. Right there. That's why I love you. I'm just finishing up my lineup, and then I found out that somebody else who it looks like it's going to be in the lineup, too, is a friend of yours. I didn't even know it.
Donald
Hayes.
I know all them cats. Right. I know Donald.
Yeah,
Donald,
he's like, Frenchie, oh, yeah, I said, oh, Lord. So, you know, I'm just now getting it where it looks like this is what it's going to be. And I had not said, I hadn't breathed a word. So you see, Johnny got all this, built the whole entire bean on you. That's why I love you. You're going to get the biggest hug when I see you in 2019. Now, let me go back to a few of these other people on here, because some of these people I'm looking at, like Marion Meadows and the early stuff on them, Everett Harp and who else did I see? I saw Rick Braun and all these early people. You were involved with them in their early days, and when they were just, you know, busting out. How did you encounter? How did everybody gravitate toward you?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, it is a small business, I think. Mm-hmm. I know it's a small business because just about everyone that you can, I know most people in the industry, but in regards to Marion Meadows, you know, I was the musical director for The Temptations, and we were in Japan, and, you know, I'm the guy that conducts the orchestra, writes the arrangements, and that whole thing. I'm the sergeant, you know, if you will, because if anything, you know, goes sour or bad, it's the musical director's fault. Anyway, we hired Marion Meadows in Japan. He happened to be over there, just kind of trying to get his thing together. This is before he was with RCA, and that's when I met Marion. I met him. He was at my and you can tell him this. He'll tell you. He was in, you know, in my orchestra with me conducting The Temptations, and that's when I first met him. And I beat him up. I beat him up because, you know, I'm very strict when it comes to reading music and reading it the right way and phrasing. And I was just like, he probably hated me, but we became really good friends. We became great friends. And then he got his deal with RCA. And I know I played on his song "Strange Fruit." I played trumpet on that.
Wow.
And then after that, I started doing some writing, you know, for him. So it's a small business, and you know, I know all them cats. You know, yeah. Rick Brown, they've all recorded my stuff.
No question about it. Now, you've mentioned the Temptations a lot, but you had you did some work with Luther Vandross too, right?
Yeah, I'm singing on his songs album, which I'm very, very proud and happy that I did. You know, that's a classic album. I'm singing on the song "Always, Forever, Love You." I think like my involvement with artists, like you know, of course I played with David Bowie, Jennifer Lopez, and just a string of people. But you got to understand that everything that I do, like some stuff I do in the studio, some things I'm on tour with some people, some things I'm singing for people. So another gig I'm playing trumpet for people. Another gig I'm writing for people, writing songs, writing arrangements. So I have a lot of different, you know, angles to choose from when I am working with other people. You understand what I'm talking about?
Didn't I say total package?
You have to be well-rounded in this business.
Are you kidding? You better be if you want to pay your bills, if you want to have a roof over your head. Now, let me go to a stretch. Three Dog Night?
Three Dog... Oh, that was... You know, we're talking... Look, you're going back to the archives. I'm not, like a lot of stuff. You know, I mean, I sang on Elton John stuff, Chuck Mangione stuff, but I'm trying not to reveal my age here.
I died, blah, blah, blah.
That's cool.
Just let our imagination work.
Let's talk about the Christmas.
Don't worry. Look here, honey. You in the house with the grown people. So you are. It's all good. But, I mean, you know, this is a who's who of everybody in all genres. And Josh Groban, you still on tour with him?
No, I did his tour. We did a national tour, and it was just so much fun. And it's so funny because Sharon, you know, like I'm like a sponge. I learn from all the different people that I work with. You know, from David Bowie, from Josh Groban. I just learn. You know, and when you just learn. You learn not only music, but you just learn how to do business. You learn how to treat people. You just learn how they handle themselves, how they relate with their audience. So I've learned so much from all these great, 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 great artists. Uh-huh. And I think that you can't buy that. They don't teach that in school.
Truly.
You know, it's something that you have to experience. Uh-huh. And I've just been really blessed to have had an oasis of opportunity for me to have wisdom and have strength in the way I'm doing my business as Johnny Britt. So I'm so, so thankful about that.
Well, and rightly so, because it has allowed you to be in the company of just, you know, top to bottom, left to right, different formats, and, you know, see the business go from what it was to what it is, and then on into the future. And you still keep producing, and you still keep writing and playing and singing and doing the things that you do. Now, let me talk about your growing up. You from Louisville, for real? Native of Louisville?
Yeah, I just booked a show in Louisville, and it's going to be nice. It's going to be around Valentine's Day, and, you know, the promoter was saying, well, you're coming home, and, you know, it's kind of true, but it's kind of not true. I mean, I was born in Louisville. I was born in Louisville, but then I was raised in Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, I left Louisville at a very young age.
Okay, gotcha.
And so what I really know is Cleveland. I don't really know Louisville. I have, you know, relatives, but I don't know Louisville. Like, I know Cleveland,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because I was raised in Cleveland. But I was born in Louisville, Kentucky, and I was raised in Cleveland, Ohio.
Now, the, and, you know, you have relatives, Ohio-based relatives, family?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you know, because Ohio seems to have been generationally producing a lot of, like, what was in that water? Because a lot of people coming up out of there just were just, you know, music machines. And was it the area that you grew up in that influenced you, family or what?
You know, I think that, that's a really good question. You know, Eddie LaVert lived right down the street from me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I need to say any more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to, like, watch him, you know, go out on tour and come back home. So it was kind of like we wanted to be like, I wanted to be like the OJs. I mean, mm-hmm. I wanted to be a star, mm-hmm. you know, from an early age. And then in Cleveland, there was a lot of good groups, a lot of good singers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. I was just reading this thing on Smokey Robinson with Motown.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that in Detroit, he said there were so many great singers and so many great groups. He was like, there are people that could sing rings around him and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said that, like, about every... He basically said that about every community in a, there's so many talented people. And
right.
It really, really is.
I think
the people that were able to get out and to be able to, you know, I just think that they are the fortunate ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the fortunate ones. I went from Cleveland to Paris, France, where I had a great opportunity to study music,
right.
You know. But there are definitely, you know, I can attest to that. There are definitely great musicians and singers, I mean, in every town, in every back way of life. I just think that it's what you do with it. It's what you do with it. You know, there are a lot of, I mean, I just read that with Smokey, and he's not bashful about that. You know, he is Smokey Robinson, but he realizes that there are, you know, people that are dynamite.
Yes.
Smokey.
Yes.
That just didn't make the train, you know.
Yeah.
And I can say the same in Cleveland. I mean, it was some bad cats.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I was in singing groups, you know, I was trying to play trumpet and the whole thing. So I think for me, that was like a school for me.
Yeah.
That was like school.
Yeah.
And because, you know, we had bands, and then I had school band. I had, you know, bands from, and there's regular, then the, you know, singing groups in Cleveland. And that was a school for me. So when I went to France, I mean, I had the street, I had the soul, and I had the street, I had
right.
all of that kind of stuff, because that's what I was raised with. And
now,
then I think...
How old were you then, Johnny?
When I left Cleveland?
Yeah.
I left Cleveland, I was like 19.
Wow. And you went from there to France?
Yeah, I went to France.
Oh, Lord.
I studied at the Conservatoire de Versailles, which is, again, you know, how many African-American youth have an opportunity to study abroad with
exactly.
The greatest trumpet players in the world?
Wow.
It just doesn't happen. So, I don't take, you know, everything I've done, you know, lightly or for granted.
Yeah.
I am very, very blessed. And I will say that I did, like, seize the opportunities. You know what I'm saying? I didn't, like, sit back and wait for it to come to me. So any of your listeners that are really, because everybody kind of wants to be in the business or they
sure.
can sing or something. But this is not a lazy business.
Nope.
I mean, this is
nope.
not a business
nope.
where... This is not a business where they're going to come knocking on your door. And I like giving interviews, but real fast, how I got discovered by Otis Williams for the Temptations. After France, you know, I went to Chicago, and I was in school in Chicago. I was in a top 40 band that I didn't really want to be in. And I saw the Temptations were playing where we were performing, and I ran over there during one of the breaks. I tried to get backstage. The security guard slammed the door in my face and opened up the door to the auditorium, and the show had just let out, Sharon. And I jumped on the stage and walked backstage myself, and the first person I ran into in the green room was Otis Williams.
Wow.
And I said, hi, Miss Williams, my name is Johnny Britt. I have some songs I think you'd be interested in. How many people would do that?
None.
And he said, you know, come to my hotel tomorrow.
Right.
And it's 7 o'clock, and the rest is history. You know, I got in with the Temptations and blah, blah, blah. You know, but I've always been proactive.
Yes.
And, you know, I've always, you know, because this is a fight, you know,
yes.
To get on stage with the light shining and and to accomplish all this stuff. So I just want to say that I mean, I'm cool, but I'm just one of the ones that really fought and really, you know, went after my record deals, went after the Temptations, went after all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so. And because I was talented, you know, and you have to be talented, you know, when you're in front of people, then you know, I got my opportunities to be where I'm in the position that I am today.
And that's a blessed position, because you earned what you have. And, you know, people wouldn't, the caliber of people that you work with wouldn't work with you if you didn't have something in your column, okay?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Because they have choices. Folks have choices.
Yeah.
And that's real. Johnny, man, I can't hardly wait to see you next year, since, you know, busted it out and told everybody. I ain't even got my stuff prepared to tell the people yet. You done don't.
That's
you
okay.
No, I love you. I knew you was going to do it. I already knew it. I said to myself, I hadn't told the audience who's going to be in the lineup for the festival yet, because I was trying to get a couple of weeks off from work, you know, and before I started answering questions. And I said, but Johnny will bust it out for me. I ain't got to worry. He'll tell him. Johnny, you, what do you got coming on during these holidays? Are you going to relax or what?
Well, you know, I'm back, and I just finished the Christmas video. I have a Christmas show out here. I'm teaming up with the guitarist Nils.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Johnny Britt and Nils. It's a holiday show that we're doing.
Okay.
Because
his project was featured last week, and we chatted about you last week.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And, I'm like, all over his album.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on like every song. I'm either, again, like I told you, I'm either playing keyboards, trumpet, singing background, or lead, or I've written stuff. I probably wrote 3 or 4 songs with him.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you about, the multifaceted aspect of what, you know, what I do, you know.
Yeah, no question about it.
Yeah.
Now, you've got your Christmas time of the year. There are 8 Christmas songs on here. So I want to tell the audience, remind you, that when Johnny sent his music for us to give out, he also gifted you all with his new So Hot CD release. So you're going to actually get a Christmas bonus. So everybody who wins today, our CD winners get a special gift courtesy of Johnny, because he gifted you. So when you come pick it up, you're not just going to get the Christmas project. You're going to get his other release that has Paul Brown and Najee in it, as well as Johnny's single So Hot and the other songs on there. Johnny, I'm out of time, go ahead.
Yeah, one thing I just wanted to say. Also, we're making the same offer if you go to www.johnnybritt.com. Mm. And if you order the So Hot album, if you buy the physical disc of So Hot album, we are throwing in the Christmas albums as well. So you'll be getting 2 albums
for the price of one.
If you get it at johnnybritt.com.
Okay.
And, of course, the album is available everywhere, Google Play, Apple Play, all that stuff. But you can definitely go to johnnybritt.com and get it digitally or in a physical fashion and with the physical, you will receive the extra bonus Christmas City as well.
Excellent. Okay. Johnny, you're awesome. We love you, and there's not a single thing you can do about it. And, you know, you sent me that little extra, little special holiday jingle you sent us.
Did you get it?
I love. I was like, immediately, this is going on now. You're singing our song about the Renaissance Day. I said, I love you. I love you.
Did you get, this morning, we sent you another request. I wonder if you check your email.
No, I haven't looked at him yet because I've been so busy doing other stuff. See, this is why he is in the family. Okay, I don't have to tell him things. He just does them. And these are the blessings that, you know, WFSK receives as a result. Johnny, we love you and hope that Christmas and New Year's are blessed, and your 2019 is so prosperous you're not even going to be able to take it, honey. You're going to have to scream, oh, Lord, thank you. The facts are is that you have just genuinely been a wonderful person in terms of, you know, the interviews and talking with you and supporting the station for years. And that's the side of this that the community people out there don't know, that you genuinely support WFSK in so many ways. So we love you and thank you so much and look forward to seeing you in 2019, okay?
Look forward to seeing you in 2019.
Okay, and I'm going to call you later on after this is over so we can chat.
Sounds good.
All right, take care. Johnny Britt.
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay. All right. Bye, baby. Johnny Britt is our Artist of the Week, the final one for 2018. You know, this year we've done 50 spotlights.